like your claps would be too loud because you can't even hear my.
You didn't even have Nan cracks.
I had all the cracks, but they couldn't hear because of your loud clap. That clap's so loud.
Next time we'll do the crack and then the clap.
Crack, clap.
Crack, clap.
Clap, crack. How y'all doing? What up? Welcome to Let's Make Out Podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter.
Did I say let's make out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, something wrong. You know what?
She tripping.
My ear. Do you know how you try to clean your ear and then like you accidentally pushed some earwax? So it's kind of clogged over here and it's annoying. I can't get it. More of the threading to clean my ears out. Do you know the thing, like when you have you ever had your ears cleaned at the doctor? It is the most satisfying feeling ever when they stick that thing in and they like flush it out.
I've never done it. I need to.
Oh, it is the best thing. It would be amazing. Ever.
I would love to do that.
Oh my goodness.
Maybe for my birthday she'll buy me that.
No, literally.
Buy Chad, me a doctor's trip to do that.
Chad uses up all the Q-tips. Literally, he cleans his ears like 4 times a day. Have you ever met anybody who cleans their ears 4 times a day?
I do.
Every time he goes to the bathroom, he has to like pick one up. I'm like, what are you doing? It's the funniest thing. Cleanest ears in the country, okay?
In the game. I'm staking claim to that. Cleanest ears in the game.
Definitely.
In the podcast game. Yes. YouTube game.
Oh, he's got a Q-tip in his ear.
Girl.
Have you always been like that?
I think so, yeah.
Really? Yeah. That's just so interesting to me.
You're so beautiful.
Thank you, love. Thank you.
It feels like she's getting her senses back. She know, you know when your ears are clogged, sometimes that throws you off,
it
right?
Does.
Throws your equilibrium off.
Right. You'll be trying to like push it to, and it's not helping. I've been doing that. It's not helping.
I wonder what she was doing. I just caught her many times. And,
that's what I was doing. I was turning my phone off. Why you don't ever have your.
Because I got to do the intro. So I leave it on until the intro's done.
Oh.
I just happened to get a random text right now.
Oh, that makes sense.
See?
Was it an important text?
Probably no. All right, so no, it wasn't important. It's just the homies.
The homies. Oh, the homies that you going with?
Yeah, the coffee homies, the coffee crew.
Coffee crew. They be going and having coffee. Y'all have. When's the last time y'all been? It's been a long time since you guys have.
I think it's been before COVID started.
Yeah, I don't think you guys have been.
No, we haven't
since COVID.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well.
It'd be nice to catch up with, you know, some couple men of God, and we sit there and chat and kind of just talk, and it's always a good time.
Catch
so
up.
Yeah.
Cool. Well,
but yeah. So
well, I mean, you might as well just cue the music.
I guess let's do it.
While we talking about
why we talking
let's
about it?
Let's do it.
All right.
Was so not ready for me to go
like,
the wrong
what
way.
Is happening?
I did it on purpose, but I just thought you were gonna go with it. I was not expecting that.
I was like, what is happening? That's all right, but we kept it on beat though, and we even did a lot of little bump together.
That was hilarious because I feel like we need a new dance. I'm over that dance. We need
Girl,
a new one.
You're so funny. Sometimes you just
like
leave. You don't.
I don't know.
What, we in Hawaii? Like sometimes we having a luau.
I don't know. I'm gonna figure it out.
All right, Moana, figure it out.
Oh my goodness, Moana, because it has been on repeat since Reagan found out who Moana was.
Yeah.
She has now been nonstop. Her and Chad Jr. have been watching it.
So she's getting a Maui hook today.
Yes. She's going to be so excited when that comes.
Chad got a Thor hammer, and so he's.
It's just the funniest thing.
It's so funny. Just, yeah. I love how Chad and her play together. Like, they're just. They used to be acting out the movie as they were watching Moana last night. They acted out the movie.
They're
and
the
she walked over and she said, I'm Moana of 100. I'm like, what? Like, she knew what she was saying.
Right, she knew.
She knew what she was
know.
Saying.
We did.
She came
know.
Up with her hands on her hip and said it. So it was cute.
Yeah.
I don't know what Gabrielle doing. She over here checking Instagram. I don't know what she's doing over here. Excuse me.
Right. I am totally not here right now because normally before we start, I take a look at the comments on the last podcast just to see if there was anything said, or you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure, like, throughout the podcast, sometimes we ask like questions and stuff, and I just didn't get to do that beforehand. So that's what I was doing.
I think this is a perfect time for us to go ahead and get our first sponsor.
Already?
Who I am so excited about.
Burn, it's time already?
Yes, it's time.
We didn't even talk about what's been going on this past week. Okay, we'll talk about it later, apparently. Baby's just really, really excited about this.
I am so excited about this.
Special. I'm excited about it, too.
This is going to be so exciting. All right. So, first sponsor, y'all. I'm just excited. Let me get this open for you so I can talk to you. So, we got a cool opportunity to actually... work with this brand, Songfinch. Mm-hmm. Songfinch, F-I-N-C-H. And so I was excited because I was able to actually do it myself. So this is where you can actually, you can create a song for any kind of occasion, for any person, for really any reason, and, you know, gift it. So this is what I did. I created something. She has no clue what it is or what it's about, nothing about what genre, I mean, nothing. And because you can pick all of that.
You got me so nervous.
So, but a little bit about them before we get into the song. I'm going to make her wait a little bit longer. So, here we go. So, again, with Songfinch, you can create a personalized radio quality song full of details about your life. Songs are created and delivered within 7 days. I think you can even get it quicker if you can pay like a little bit more and you can get it quicker. So you simply share a few details about your life, your relationship, or special memories, and a hand-picked professional artist will turn it into a song, and it can be treasured forever. That can be treasured forever. It's a perfect gift for a birthday, anniversary, newborn, or wedding, or just because for Gabrielle, just because I love her, because she's awesome. Select the music style you want from acoustic pop, country, R&B, folk, and the mood, you know, and the mood, if you want it to be slow or romantic or fun or lighthearted. I mean, you got so many selections when you're creating this. You can select the artist you want, or we will personally pair, or they will personally pair you with an artist. So I didn't know an artist, you know, off the top of my head. So I just said, you know, just find an artist. Professional artists have been seen on hit shows like Songland and The Voice. So they've got some great artists out there. That. Yeah. So it's really, really professional service. And I'm so impressed. Songs are $249, but this week they are $50 off, bringing them to $199 with the code MAKE20. So it's MAKE20. You can save another $20 off of that. So that's a total of $70 off the perfect gift. Just $179 for a gift they will, that person will treasure forever. Songfinch is a great gift for any loved one, for an anniversary, birthday, Mother's Day, or even to remember someone you lost. Visit songfinch.com and use code MAKE20 for an additional $20 off, as I mentioned before. So to reiterate that one more time to make sure I get it, Songfinch is offering you $20 off all personalized songs at songfinch.com with the code MAKE20. So visit songfinch.com, that's song, SONGFINCH.com, and use MAKE20. That's the code to use. And y'all ready? It's linked below. In the description or the show notes.
I'm ready.
And it's time for the song. Put that phone down.
I was looking through the comments. I'm going to put the phone down. Surprising.
All right.
How many of you guys told us we could do the bed, couch, and the chairs? That's what I wanted to see with the response.
Bed, couch. Here we go. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready. Even though I'm nervous.
So I'm going to put it on. It'll be whenever you're watching this, this is going to be like good quality audio. But right now, she's going to hear from the phone. Here we go. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Started to unfold. You make me feel like I can fly. love our foodie life. Can't imagine mine without you. Inspired by everything that you do. You're everything I ask for. Hurry, get your passport. Let's explore somewhere new. You make me feel like I can fly, Gabriel. You make the heavy things feel light. God had us go through our life, and now we're here, smiling ear to ear. Oh, baby, just because.
Right, it's hot.
Okay, I like that.
It's hot.
Shut up. Okay, song finished.
Right.
Shut up. I want to sing it. Can I sing the song up to me about me?
Of course. You can just change it to Chad.
Yes, I'm gonna just change it to Chad.
What y'all think?
The foodie and the passport, though. I love that.
Online.
Yes. All of that was perfect.
Same place, same time. Didn't know.
That was dope. Oh, good job, man.
So I gave like little prompts for him to.
Oh, they like ask you questions, or
yeah, it just says, "What do you want us to talk about? What are some ideas?" You
know, so creative.
So he just took what he, you know, what he thought would work and made it work.
I love that. You're gonna have to send that to me so I can learn it.
It's hot, right? What y'all think? What y'all think?
Like it? That was really sweet. Babe was been so excited.
I did. Yeah, I did. I was so excited. I couldn't wait to show her. So hopefully you enjoyed it. I'm very happy that she loved it. So
yeah, so sweet.
Yeah. So. But yes, shout out to Songfinch. Shout out to the artist. That was amazing. But
just because
it's hot, right? Oh, we'll put it on the big speaker tonight when your mom get over.
Yeah, so I can hear it. I love it.
Because it bumps, though.
It does.
It's smooth.
I like it.
And it's like, it's kind of like a. I said I wanted to be kind of R&B slash like neo soul type-ish, you know, something that you would just kind of be able to rock with.
Yeah, it's got that vibe. Yeah. I like that vibe.
Yeah. Oh, you shouting? You're so cute. Y'all.
Thanks, love. That's so sweet.
That's exciting. Well, I'm glad super, that she liked it. Sweet.
So what has been going on this past
week? What has been going on this past week?
Let's talk about it. not much.
True.
We went on a staycation, you guys.
Which was great.
And we had a blast. So it was a staycation slash business retreat. But I really feel like we need a do-over because I feel like we got as much done in the business side as we did. It's been a while. So we were kind of like, you know, just having fun, hanging out.
Yeah, it became more of a staycation.
It did.
But at the same time, we probably needed that.
We did. We definitely needed that.
You know, and but the place was great.
The place was really great. It's a new hotel here in Indy, downtown, and we really enjoyed it. It's like, you know, they have like this garage across from the hotel that has like all of these different food vendors and stuff and little, excuse me, like stores with different things in it, locally made. It was really cool.
Yeah, it was nice.
We had a really good couple of days. Yeah, it was nice. What you doing?
I was just looking. There was a little headline of something coming in. I want to see what it was. I don't know. All right, but
so yeah, it was good. That was really good. The kids had fun with their godmother.
Yes.
They hadn't hung out with her overnight in a while, so they had a blast.
They had a blast. Had a good time, and we could relax knowing that they were taken care of. And
it was good. What else has happened?
Let's see. I've been. I ran my longest run, maybe ever.
Yeah.
If not ever, then one of my longest runs ever. It was a 14-mile. So it was 2 hours and 35 minutes of running on the treadmill at the hotel because it was way too cold to go outside. I probably could have went outside, but too much.
Yeah. It's easy. Starting to warm up.
Yeah, it's starting to warm up. I actually, I plan on this Saturday. But yeah, I did a 14 miler in 2 hours and 35 minutes, ran the entire time, didn't stop. And that was exciting.
Yeah.
That was exciting.
Marathon training.
Yeah, marathon training. Happening. That's right. So this weekend is a 3-hour run. So 3 hours straight. So the goal is to try to get like 17 and a half miles at least. Ooh. So pretty cool. I'm excited. Like, it's been going good. I ran 5 miles yesterday, 5 miles today. So that's 10 miles this week already.
Yeah. You in it, shout
out. I'm loving it. And I'm starting to feel...
Oh, you were telling me this.
Like, I'm starting to, like, feel what runners describe. Like, you know, like that like, you know, runner's high that can trickle into your entire day. That it can, you know, like, trickle into your week.
You over here getting high, shouting?
No, girl. Getting high off your love, shouting. The song said.
It didn't say no getting high off your love.
Flying high.
Oh, so you felt like you can fly.
Yes, I felt like I can fly, shouting.
It's not the same as
okay, whatever. I tried to reference it back, whatever. But yeah, no, it's been good. It's been good. I felt good. I'm excited. Like,
yeah.
So I've been trying to get Gabriella to run again.
Oh, I don't know. Those days
might be over. Y'all remember that? She did a 54:09 for her 10K. Her first 10K ever.
My first 10K ever. I was in it for a long time.
You went, that's really good.
I guess that is good, huh?
54:09 is really good.
I'm telling you, man, I really wish that I would have done track when I was in school. Like, I don't care for sports, but I really feel like I would have been a good, like, what is it, 100?
Sprinter.
Or sprinter. You know, I don't know that I'm cut out for long distance runs, but I think I would have been a good sprinter.
Yeah, because you have really strong legs, strong muscular legs. So I think that you could do a 100 or a 200.
Yeah, I think so, too. But yeah, maybe one day. I don't know. I'm trying to build right now, so I need to be doing all the running, trying to lose all the gains that I'm trying to get at the same time.
I'm still lifting, Shawty.
I mean, true. I don't know. So one day, maybe we'll see.
She's so cute.
Maybe once if we get this new treadmill, it'll reinvigorate my love for. I've really been looking into the Peloton tread.
Yeah,
I like. We can't get the tread now until like May because they have the Tread Plus. And I don't know that we want that one.
I feel like we should just order the one that we can get in May. And it might come early, just like the Peloton did.
Yeah,
Peloton Plus came like, it came like two or three weeks early.
Yeah, it was supposed to take like 6 to 8 weeks.
It came in like
like 5 or 6 weeks.
It came in January when it was supposed to have come like February, mid-February. Yeah, so
I don't know. We'll see. We were supposed to go to the store and check it out. We may do that.
We didn't get a chance. We were there, but we didn't get a chance the other day.
Just to see the difference.
They do have both of them?
To see if they have both of them. I don't know what they have in the store, but I would like to see it and, I mean, I guess test it out to see how it feels compared to the one that we already have. Like, we have a Nordic track now, so.
Yeah. I would be okay with getting the better one because of the bounciness. It's going to be so much better on the knees and the joints.
You ain't got that now.
I know, exactly. And my joints and my knees feel it. It's like this seat we talked about. I ain't got as much, you know.
I don't know. We'll see.
I ain't got knee meat, okay?
Knee meat.
Okay? I'm bone on bone here.
Knee meat. You silly.
But yeah, so.
Anyway, that's really what happened. Not much.
I think I told you about. Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm going to talk about. Go ahead.
I think I told you about. I was going to get tattoos like a couple weeks ago. So
did we ever talk about that?
Yeah, I did get tattoos. So you probably can't see if you're watching. You have to come over and watch. There's a tiger here. There's some UAVs that are lightly in. I actually go back Thursday to get more done. There's another rose right here. And then the Gay Babe TV logo right here.
Gay Babe TV.
Can't see it because it's just gray lined in right now just to kind of save places.
Join us.
But the tiger's pretty close to being done.
Yeah, I like the tiger. It looks good.
He's stopping and smelling the roses. That's the moral of the story here.
Stop and smell the roses,
y'all. Like, don't be rushing through life so much that you don't stop and appreciate what you have. Appreciate life.
Yeah. Don't be so focused on what's coming next.
What you're trying to get to that you take for granted what you already have. So stop and smell the roses like this friendly tiger is doing right here.
Thanks for the word, Pastor Chad.
So.
We appreciate it.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. But yeah.
Speaking of roses, You guys, I bought a plant this weekend.
She did. Bought two plants.
I bought two plants this weekend. One is like this little cactus heart. I'm not really sure if it's supposed to grow or what's supposed to happen there. But then the other one is a...
Love. My love for you grows in my heart.
Marble pothos? Pothos? I'm not really sure how to pronounce it. But it's really pretty. And it's sitting on the island right now because I don't have a potter. Is it called a potter? What is it called? I don't have a pot to put it in. I need to get me a planter. I need something to put it in. So y'all pray for her. What's her name again? We named her Mari.
Mari.
So pray for Mari.
Pray for Mari.
That she lasts because, you know, we used to have Dee Dee, which was a housewarming gift from Mom, and she didn't make it to.
She did not make it, Dee Dee.
So pray for us, okay, with these plants.
Yeah, because our goal is to, you know, to at least have her here for a little while, okay? So we can stop and smell her before she's...
before she goes on to the next life.
To the next life. Before she goes back to just being a weed.
Oh, it's just something about plants. I don't really like plants. Like, I've never really been like a plant and flower
person. So I don't buy
her
flowers.
But I have been more interested in getting plants lately and having some around the house. And, yeah. But I don't have the experience, so I mean, we're just gonna see how it goes. This one is supposed to be lower maintenance, like you only water it like every 1 to 2 weeks. So we'll see how it goes.
She's so good. I love it. All right, so
we got some questions. You ain't even bring out the question book.
Well, yeah, because we're just gonna do it on the phone, man. We don't like.
Oh,
those.
I have the 3,000.
You know how heavy those four books are.
Sorry, that was probably loud.
Yeah, don't do that.
Babe, stop.
Sorry, I was proving
okay,
the point.
Give me the number.
Give you a number.
Between 1 and 3,000.
Let's go with 23.
23?
Yeah. Tongue out like Jordan.
Tongue out like I'm Jordan.
Jeez,
I'm in 1919. The Great Molasses Flood killed 21 people in Boston. What amazing, interesting, or obscure historical facts do you know? Oh, babe knows them all.
I mean, I heard of that, haven't I? Don't...
You ain't never heard of that. I ain't never heard of it.
Yeah, I have.
Y'all heard of the Great Molasses Flood?
This is just an example.
Oh, so okay. It wants you to give an obscure, amazing, interesting historical fact. Most random question ever.
I don't know, but I've been watching this documentary on Oak Island.
Is it a real island?
Yeah, it's a real island off of Nova Scotia that apparently people for years, like hundreds and hundreds of years, believe that that there's gold buried.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me about that.
But that what they think, though, even deeper and even a little bit more cool is the Templar Knights, which was like a army that I think the Catholic Church created, mm-hmm, that was put in charge of protecting like ancient artifacts. Like people assume like the Ark of the Covenant, the Holy Grail, mm-hmm, things of that sort. They believe that this was the army that was built to protect these items, mm-hmm, and they think that it was actually maybe them that went to Oak Island, because they talked of in ancient like manuscripts, they talked about landing on a island full of oak.
Oh, okay.
And so
they think that this is the
they
place.
Think that this was where the Knights Templar landed, and that maybe they didn't bury gold, but they actually buried like the Ark of the Covenant, maybe the Holy Grail, like maybe ancient biblical artifacts versus just regular
gold,
which is gold still would be a big find, but
right,
finding something like, you know,
I mean, that's golden.
That would be even better.
That was good.
That was golden. I love it. Great job, sweetie.
Whatever.
Great job. All right.
Whatever.
And but so that's just cool. I think that's a really cool thing that I've been fascinated to learn about.
Okay.
All right.
Well, all right. Come through with the facts. I don't have no facts for
you. What number question?
2223. 2223. Oh, or 2323. 23.
How do we get to the page again?
At the bottom.
There we go. So much easier.
It is, right?
Oh, look at that.
We were just scrolling that first time.
Oh, you said 23,
23. 23. Double Jordan.
What was the last thing you stitched by hand? I got the answer.
A wig.
A wig.
Exactly. I stitched a whole... Well, that's a lie, because I actually made the wig on a sewing machine. But I did stitch in the elastic band.
Oh, there you go.
So, yeah.
The elastic band of a wig.
That's hilarious.
Well, do you want a different one? That was kind of...
That was kind of jank.
It was.
You can pick another one.
You want me to pick another number?
Yeah, for you. We'll just do it.
25 hundo.
25
hundo.
Sundo.
Hundo.
I did all that talking and looking I didn't do the fast.
Looking at you crazy.
You look like you're struggling there.
I can't do like the lips. Like
what
does.
Dream or nightmare have you had more than once? Do you want to answer this question?
I mean, yeah, I mean, nightmares. These are just nightmares about, like, war.
When was the last time you had a nightmare about war?
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is good.
Wow, right?
Yeah, which has been a long time.
But you had a reoccurring dream as a child.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to talk about it, but...
Yeah.
Why are that silly smirk on your face?
No, we ain't gonna talk about that yet. Yeah.
See, that's why I asked you if you wanted to answer. You want another question?
Let's see. No, I mean, I answered the question.
No.
I answered the nightmare one.
I didn't tell y'all nothing. Okay. I'm going to dig deeper. When you have these nightmares about war, are they like... flashbacks, or is it like a different situation? Like, is it the same people there that you were there with? Like, I wonder.
No,
or is it just like completely
the last new? One the last ones that I remember having were most of the time they were like just I feel like my imagination taking something and you know,
something that may have happened,
something that happened and changing it or making it something different or, but then, the last ones I remember having, it was like switching people out. Like you would, like the last one I remember having, I think I told you about, you were in it and you got hurt. And so that was, but that's back when I was like clearing my throat. Like I'm clearing my throat now because I've got freaking allergies next to this bed dust.
Babe went and got a whole regimen for his allergies. Ask him if he has been taking the things that the allergist recommended him to take.
I have not been taking anything from that regime.
Exactly.
Regimen, regime.
Which is why I need you to get it together. Don't you hate that when people say words, like certain words, when people just, it's just like, that's not how you say it. Like,
yeah.
Anyway, tangent.
Tangent. But yeah, so that was the, but that's back when I was like still, you know, clearing my
different
throat.
Different type of a clearing throat.
Yeah, different
type. You've
been
here long enough.
It was like an anxious,
yeah,
you know, anxiety-filled reason. Mm-hmm. Now it's just allergies. Yeah. But yeah, so that was...
Take the medicine.
I hear you.
Okay.
All right, what question you want?
I'll
tell you what you want, what you really, really want.
So tell me what I want, what I really, really want.
You want?
I wanna.
You want?
Wait.
What?
Why was that the worst?
Because I didn't know what was next.
Because you gotta go back and forth. I wanna really, really, really wanna ziggy zig. Ah. You gotta be quicker. Like, I was ready, but you were not ready.
Tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
So tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I wanna. That quick? Was it that quick?
No,
you know what?
No, cancel the whole
But
call.
I know what y'all want. Y'all want the second sponsor. So here it comes. I heard y'all loud and clear. So here it comes.
We will never be a musical duo.
We will. We're going to be we the duo.
Instead of us the duo,
we the duo. Shout out to
what
us the duo.
Us the duo. Do they have new music?
I feel like they do.
Like
they're hot.
One
they're great,
their
man.
Albums in a long time, but we used to love that. Was it their first release? Their first album?
Was.
Oh, so good.
Really good. But yeah, so, but because, oh, come on. It's iPad acting up, y'all. All right, so I'm doing it off my phone because my iPad wants to act funny, y'all. So, but we've talked to you about this brand before. Yeah. Thrive Market. Okay, Thrive Market is an online membership-based market on a mission to make healthy living easy and affordable for everyone. Shopping with Thrive Market is healthy without the hassle. You can easily shop by 70-plus diets and values like keto, paleo, gluten-free, vegan, non-GMO, fair trade certified, BPA-free, and more. Skip the store and the lines. You can enjoy guaranteed savings and member-only prices. Thrive Market members save an average of $32 on every order, so that's pretty awesome. The Thrive Market has the best selection of high-quality and healthy, sustainable products online. Buy thousands of wholesome food, home, and beauty products curated just for members. It's a one-stop shop for everything you need. Organic and essential groceries, clean beauty, safe supplements, and non-toxic home, plus ethical meat, sustainable seafood, clean wine, and more. And their products are ethically sourced. So Thrive Market is good for you and the planet. Orders of $49 or more are shipped for free and delivered with carbon-neutral shipping from their zero-waste warehouses. When you join, you give back through the Thrive Gives, their one-for-one membership matching program. Every paid membership sponsors a free one for a low-income family. So that's pretty awesome. So we actually just got a couple, we got a new box with some stuff. And,
yeah, we just got it. We got some good stuff, too.
Yeah, we got some, I have them sitting over here so I can remember. Make sure.
I got some new collagen I'm excited about. It's like vanilla coconut flavor.
Vanilla
coconut. I should have put it in my coffee.
She should have. Well, I've got it right here, Shad, if you want to try it. And I'm excited to try, there's this Fair Sigmatic mushroom ground coffee.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to try it.
Mushroom
I mean, we love
before.
Coffee.
We love mushrooms.
We love mushrooms. Put them together. So,
we'll
yeah, so we'll let you know next time. We're excited to try it. But for you listeners and watchers, you can actually join Thrive Market today and get 25% off your first order and an exclusive free gift. The only way to get this offer is by going to thrivemarket.com/LMO. That's Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, market.com/LMO to get the exclusive offer of 25% off your first order and a free gift. You can't get this offer anywhere else, so go to thrivemarket.com/LMO.
LMO.
And check them out.
But check it out.
Doom, 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 but doom, now that you've gotten what you really, really wanted. Oh, okay.
Do you know what show that's from?
Do it again.
I can't do it again.
Check it out.
Cause it's your world. I don't know if those are the words.
It's a game show?
No.
Oh. Was that
it's a sitcom? Ooh.
Was that hang on.
You want a hint?
It was old, right?
Now I want to know what she was actually saying because I'm pretty sure I butchered it. I got to check it out, right?
Man, what is it with Queen Latifah?
Yes, good job. You don't remember the name of the show?
I don't remember the name of the show, though.
We are living.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Single.
I would have definitely got that, obviously.
This kind of world.
Yes.
I'm glad I got my girl. Keep your head up. What? Keep your head up. That's right. Y'all, I used to love me some Living Single. That was the show back in the day.
You threw me off with that part, though.
Oh yeah, it's at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I remember it though. Once you did it and then you sing the song, you didn't give me the easy song.
It's the same song.
But it's not the easiest part.
I didn't have my second question.
Okay, what question you want, Shouty?
I don't know.
Okay.
Give me number. Give me number 15, 17.
See, that's what I'm talking about. She puts it back to the beginning of the book. To tell me, give me 15, 17. That's what I'm talking about. This is why we gonna make out today. This is why. This is why. This is why.
You know what my mom used to tell me when I would say gimme? Have you ever heard of this? She would say, gimme got drowned in a bucket of water.
Yeah, I remember that.
What did your parents used to say when y'all said gimme?
Gimme.
Did they say anything? Because I will never forget that. Gimme got drowned in a bucket of water.
I never said gimme because we didn't have anything. So I was like,
shut up.
Give me a.
I can't stand you.
All right, here we go. At what age are you too old to street dance?
I don't even know what street dancing. What is considered street dancing? Like break dancing?
Like that? Like
like you mean winding up on you? Right? Like you ain't never too old. If you can still dance, get out there and shake your tail feather. Okay?
Shake a tail feather.
I need another question. I don't like that one. Okay. Give me 17, 15.
That's what I'm talking about.
Who out here street dancing? Y'all street dancing? Let me know.
You have a boat that needs a name. What will you call it?
I'm sorry, what?
You have a boat that needs a name. What will you call it?
Oh, I thought you said a boat.
No, a boat. That you got flippy floppies on. Okay. I'm on a boat.
I'm going to call the boat Gucci, because I'm gonna have on my Gucci slacks. I ain't even got no Gucci slacks. That's the kicker.
Apparently she's gonna have a new pair of Gucci slides too, because she ain't got those.
Maybe it should be Adidas, because I got Adidas slides.
Adidas. Is that how it said?
It's Adidas.
Okay, yes, because.
But I mean. Us, we don't say Adidas, we just say
us Adidas. Americans.
Us Americans, but I believe it's pronounced Adidas.
Adidas.
I am between give me some Gucci slides and a boat that I can name.
I'm. Look, we get in the boat. You definitely get the slides. I'm cool with that. All right, I'm cool with that.
How about I get the slides and we cancel the boat? How about that?
No. They come together. You have to have flippy floppies. Okay, so you can have Gucci slides.
That was funny to me.
Gucci slideys. Instead of flippy floppies.
Gucci slideys.
Yeah. Oh. Whatever. Yeah. All right. So, that's the questions.
That's all we got for the day. Thanks for listening.
Yes, thanks for listening. We seriously.
We have some ass gaming babes that we want to tackle today.
I think, let's see. Let's pull them up.
I think I love you. So, what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of. A love there is no cure for. Yeah, I've been listening to what's her name? I've been listening to the song nonstop because it was on Carly Simon. What's it called? Coming Around Again, because we've been watching Firefly Lane, and it was in the last episode or two that we've watched. So funny. I took Chad Jr. to school yesterday and played it on blast, and he was just like, what song is this? And then like,
I can imagine his face.
And then like Roberta Flack, Killing Me Softly came on after that, and he was probably just like, okay.
School started yet? Can I go in this school yet?
Is it our turn in the drop?
He's beating on the glass. Let me in this school, please.
That's why he wanted to go with you this morning. Bro, I took Reagan to school this morning. And I think you asked him. He was like, you going to go with mom or you want me to take you?
I asked you. I said,
do you want me to take him? You
know, so you can just come back.
And he was like, no. Probably because he didn't want to hear Carly.
He did say it really quick. He's like, no.
I was like, why you don't want to ride to school with me? What's the difference? He's like, I don't know. Now we know it was Carly Simon.
It was Carly Simon. Carly Simon out here got kids running. Okay. It's a good song, though.
It is. It's a classic.
It's funny though, when she asked for it on her phone, it started playing. I was like, sweetheart, like, that's the older Carly Simon. Like, that's her, like
I don't know, maybe she sang it in concert. Maybe as an
older
something.
You know, older woman singing it. Because it did not sound
really?
And she was like, oh, maybe that was.
Her voice was a little shaky.
Yeah, I mean, she's just a little bit older. She still sounded good.
I had to run it back to the original.
Run it back.
To the older Carly.
No, it was sounding good.
Yeah.
But I was like, that's.
He's like, that's not the version you want.
That's not the version you want. So. It's a
really good show if you've not watched Firefly Lane.
It is. Firefly Lane really is good.
We like it.
We do really like it.
That's the last show I think we started. Oh, I'm lying. You know what we actually started watching and we got through like 5 episodes, Schitt's Creek. It's an old show. I don't even think it comes on anymore.
Yeah.
But we just started watching it. It is hilarious.
It is pretty funny.
It's like a weird type of humor.
It is, though. It's like... But
it's funny.
It's like one of those... like. It, but the problem with it is it's not... It hasn't got me, like, sucked in.
Yeah, it's one of those where it's like, oh, if you don't have nothing else to watch.
It's like Modern Family humor.
Yeah, Modern Family. You know, I could never get into Modern Family like that.
There was that one part. The part was, the one of my favorite parts of Modern Family is where the son, like the son, the son, they told the son to do something, right? And he's like, so he was mad. He sits back on the couch and puts his headphones back on. He's like, you guys are so stupid. Like, you can't even hear me. They were looking, they were just looking at him like, you know, like almost saying like, who's stupid? He put the headphones on and then called them stupid because they couldn't hear him.
That's funny.
It was funny. It was so funny. So, I mean, like, that humor is funny, but you
have to be in the mood.
You have to sit down and, like, actually, like, you know,
yeah,
listen.
Yeah. And, like, and it's like, it's very rare that there are 30-minute shows anymore. Yeah. Like, it goes so quick. It's almost like...
It's like sitcom length, but like a hour-long fill.
It's weird, yeah. Anyway.
Yes, anyway. All right, so we're going to get our first Ask Gabe and Babe right here.
Okay.
All right, so...
Okay. Why did that trigger Alexa? Is that your new...
Is that your new way to get you? As soon as she did that, do it again.
Okay.
It's Alexa. How may I help you? She did.
Okay.
All right. Hey, peeps.
What song is that?
It just sounds like Kevin Hart in his comedy show. All right.
Really? No, it's only one song that starts.
Do it again.
All right.
Old or new?
Old.
Oh. Oh, what is that?
Do y'all get the song? I know y'all got it.
Go into it.
That's all I got. Chicken. Chicken head. Chicken head.
Luda?
I don't know who sang chicken head.
Chicken head? Is that not Luda?
I don't think so. Alexa.
She ain't gonna know.
Who sang chicken head? Project Pat. Which I know about Project Pat. No.
Alexa.
Thanks.
Alexa, please be quiet.
Thanks, girl.
Please be quiet. Thank you.
Okay. For real.
Hey, peeps.
Yes, Gabe and Babe. Hey, girl. I don't even know if you're a girl.
I'd like to remain anonymous.
Well, hey, anonymous.
Hey, anonymous. I'm a longtime peep, like watching y'all live in Savannah, Tennessee.
Hey.
When Gabe was pregnant with baby Chad. Type of peep.
OGP. That's what we call you.
A question that I have for Ask Gabe and Babe is, how did y'all separate makeout time and baby making time as a couple during your TTC journey with Reagan? Mm. I've seen your TTC journey on your YouTube, but as a woman in my own journey, TTC journey, finding the effort to spend makeout time with my husband without going into it thinking about making a baby is very difficult for me. He, my husband, is very kind and never pressures me into makeout time, but I want to enjoy the experience with him without making it always about getting me pregnant. I hope this makes sense. We have been married for almost 3 years and we don't have any children yet. Any advice will help.
You're playing loud.
It's them old school planes.
Well, shout out to you and congrats on the baby making. That's
right.
Exciting to take that step.
Praying for success.
Yes. All the baby dust in the world. Pushing it your way. I'm not sure what my hands are doing.
I'm not sure what are
you doing. I'm sprinkling baby dust. I'm
doing
something.
Sprinkle me, Mike.
Woo! Honey, let me tell you. The question that you just asked, I don't even know if there is a way to separate the two. Because if there is, we were not very successful at it.
Yeah, it's...
It was a very stressful time for us trying to have Reagan, as you guys have seen. But honestly, like, that entire 3-year journey was about watching the clock. Am I ovulating? To do this, let me hold myself up. Like, it literally was, I'm sure there were moments in between where yeah. we just got it on, but it is very hard to separate the two.
Yeah.
And I think it comes with the territory. So I don't know that I have any advice on how to, because it's hard to shut off your brain. Like, it's hard to shut that part off, or you're like, oh, well, if we do it and then like 2 days later I'm ovulating, then you may not feel like it. Like, it's just, I don't know. Do you have advice? Because I feel like the advice that I have is just,
well, I mean,
grin and bear it until, you know, you're past that stage. But I mean, you obviously, you want to connect. You still want to have that connection.
Yeah. I think that it, yeah, I think that it's, I don't, there's no magic answer to, you know, tell you what to, mm-hmm. what to do, but I think that, yeah, it's just, it's your goal. Here's the thing. Your goal is to have a, baby, and, you know that, going through that journey, that prayerfully, the way that you can do that is, you know, by making love to each other as right. a husband and wife, right? I mean, that's, so I think that, see, we talk about this in other episodes of expectations, right? Mm-hmm. We put expectations on something that we want, like we want something to happen because of something we're doing. And I mean, that's okay, but stopping and smelling the roses, like mm-hmm. enjoying the process, like that's the thing, like, yes, you have a schedule, like the ovulation schedule and things of that sort. You know, we definitely understand that. So make that a talk that you got, and maybe you already have, but I'm throwing out ideas. Have a talk, sit down with your husband and say, hey, this is when I'm ovulating. You know that we're trying to have a baby. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know this. So here's why I'm ovulating. Here's what, you know, what that means and what we should maybe try to do. And then maybe plan like little romantic events mm-hmm. to happen during that time mm-hmm. or ultimate intimacy app.
Wow, that app is amazing.
Yeah, like
get the app
to make it so that it's not just
switch it up.
Yeah, to make it so it's not just okay, here I am, come get it. Mm-hmm. Like, because that does get boring. You know, sometimes you're not going to feel like it, right?
Yeah, it's like checking the box.
You don't want to feel like you're checking a to-do list off the item when it comes to, you know, making love, right? So mm-hmm. you'll use like the app, or even like cards, find like a deck of like, you know, husband and wife, like intimacy cards.
Yeah.
And like what that does is it builds, you know, there's been times where Gabrielle has not been necessarily in the mood and I am.
But you pull those out and it helps.
And then she's in the mm-hmm. mood, and then all of a sudden we're mm-hmm. making love and never even thought about why I wasn't even in the mood.
Right. That's
so
true.
You're not always going to be in the mood. He's not always going to be in the mood, but find ways, you know, like apps or cards or games to where you can get into the mood. So then it's not just let's make sure that this happens. Mm-hmm. It's let's have some fun. It's going to feel good.
Right.
And guess what? Because we're having fun, if it feels good, we're going to make it happen.
Right. Yeah. You know what I mean? You know, that also helps with like relieving
anxiety.
I mean, we all anxiety, like I was going to say, relieving the stress, because yeah, we all know how stressful trying to have a baby is. So throwing like, even throwing some spontaneity into mm-hmm. it, you know, like completely off schedule, completely not when it's supposed to happen. Just like, man, let's just have some fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You got no kids.
Incorporate certain things to start having that fun, you know. Now, because if you guys are just trying naturally, like you're not to the point where you have to be on a regimen. Like once you start that IVF and IUI, like you got certain times where you can do it.
And we pray that you don't have to even do that.
Yeah. So while you don't have that, enjoy being able to be spontaneous about it. And shout out to hubby for being understanding
Absolutely.
And not pressuring you. But yeah, it's going to take some, just a little bit of mind work, because you're going to have to do the work to get yourself out of that feeling of checking the box off the list. And oh my gosh, is it going to happen this time? And you know what I'm saying? And it's hard to relinquish that. I ain't going to lie. It is hard.
Very difficult.
But a lot of prayer to help you get through it. Say a quick prayer before, like, Holy Spirit, help me not to even think about having a baby. Help me to focus on reconnecting with my husband.
Yeah.
And spending time with him and getting intimate without expectation of anything. You know what I'm saying? You might have to pray your way through that, or pray your way to that, to where maybe it'll just it'll start to feel a little better, or the pressure won't be there. But I can't tell you that it's going to completely go away.
No, it's absolutely. But if you find ways, yeah.
I think it probably took like 6 months in until we were able to just like have sex and be like, wow, what does it feel like to just, because at first, you know, you get, well, you go through IVF and you get pregnant. It's like, you don't want to do nothing to mess it up.
So. Exactly. You're so nervous.
So then you have those nerves that you go, don't want to mess it up. But then like when we had, finally, it was just like a weight lifted, like, man, we missed this. You know, we missed it. We knew that we missed it, but it was hard to get there. So.
Hard to get there. So you just have to, you know, take it a day at a time, have the conversations. Again, communication. Mm-hmm. Like, look, hubby, I want this to be fun. I don't want it to be stressful for either one of us. We're in this together. God says to be fruitful, and we just pray for him to multiply.
Yeah.
Like we will take care of that
part,
and we'll ask him to do the rest, right? Mm-hmm. So, because it's up to him, right? So ultimately, I think that communicate, talk about it, have a plan, we're gonna play a game, or I got something surprised for you tonight. Mm-hmm. Have him surprise you with some kind of like activity or game or event or just night. You do the same. Like, just have fun with it.
Yeah.
You know. Like, we still talk about today, like, hey, we're going to do the app tonight? Or
I think that sometimes I don't mean
to. No, yeah, no, go ahead.
Having something else to facilitate or to help build the intimacy, it only helps to build up that sexual tension and that, you know what I'm saying, that feel and that arousing, the arousal that you need.
Where you can't wait to jump each other's bones.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, focus on what are those things that we can incorporate to bring this sense of closeness together. And then, you know, the intercourse will follow. So maybe instead of focusing on the sex part, focus on how can we get real intimate, get closer, spend some time together, take our mind off of the stress of trying to have a baby, and then you'll see that it's sex is a natural progression. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Absolutely. Great.
Yeah. So we wish you nothing but the best, and we can't wait to hear
all about the
not the dirty, but the success. Success of the dirty. Okay. So we want to hear that we're excited to hear that you're pregnant, and mm-hmm. and that's coming. So we pray that. But yeah, so thanks for asking that. We appreciate it.
We appreciate it. That was helpful.
Yeah, hopefully that was helpful.
We got another Ask Gabe and Babe.
We do have another Ask Gabe and Babe. Let's go ahead and get this last sponsor.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll do the last Ask Gabe and Babe. All right, so last sponsor for this podcast, Bulldog Yoga. Okay. Yoga. Sorry, it's no secret that we are all juggling a lot these days, jobs, families, budgets, not to mention the emotional baggage of last year and even this year. It's also been tough for the kids and, you know, wacky school schedules, some are virtual, some are back, some are doing a mixture of both. I mean, so just things are not what we used to know as the norm, right? Things are different. So I'm sure you've all heard and read about the amazing benefits of yoga. I know we have, we've even tried before. Increased strength, better flexibility, improved mental focus, and a lot more. But many of us have tried yoga and never gone back, or have been afraid to try because of how intimidating the experience can be. Because you see those good yogis and you're like,
man, I can't do that.
Sorry, let me I'm not even going to try. So this is where Bulldog Yoga Online comes in and actually helps that. So they're about taking the intimidation out of yoga and replacing it with music, smiles, and no judgment. Bulldog Online is about making yoga fun. Yes, fun, right? That didn't, you never think yoga and fun, but that's what their goal is.
Right, some people do.
I mean, some people do, but the people, newbies, like maybe us, you don't, fun is not the word that comes to my mind, but that's where Bulldog Online comes to change that. So Bulldog streaming online classes are available on demand, anytime, any place, on your schedule. Bulldog even offers classes for kids and teens, so you can get your Bulldog on and get moving with the whole family. Bulldog online classes are easy to follow and set to great playlists meant to motivate and keep you and your family smiling throughout the movement. There are choices for all levels, from beginner classes to heart-pumping workouts, and there are tons of class length options to fit your schedule. Classes range from 12 to 60 minutes. So, cool app, easy to use. We still got to do a workout.
Mm-hmm.
We still got to do one of these, do it with the kids. Yeah. But it, like, easy. Layout is very easy, very, you know, to kind of look at it and see what you want to pick. So, that will not be difficult for anyone to navigate. And for the peeps watching or listening, you can try your first 30 days for free at bulldogonline.com. That's bulldogonline.com. Use the code LMO for an additional 50% off your first paid month. So again, make sure you remember this. Check it out. Link below. That's bulldogonline.com. Coupon code LMO.
LMO.
So check them out. And thanks to them for sponsoring this here podcast.
Thank you very much.
All right. You reading that one, Shouty?
Oh, yeah. I'll read that one. Okay. So this one is titled, My Boss is in Love with Me. Okay. Hello, guys. First, I want to say that I absolutely adore y'all and have been a subscriber since the beginning.
Appreciate it.
Another OGP. On to the dilemma at hand. I consider myself an attractive black woman. I love my job. When I first got the job, I had a lot going on in my personal life, and surprisingly, my boss was there to be a listening ear for me. We really got close and would talk for hours a day, to the point where the work gets behind, but because he's my boss, he made me feel safe. Well, months later, he has expressed his love for me and wants to be with me. To give you an idea, he is white and also my age. He is now pressuring me to be with him, marry him, and start a family. I am concerned about what people would say, but he doesn't seem to care. He even went as far as saying that I can quit and he will take care of me. I've always been an independent woman and don't feel comfortable quitting. I don't know what to do. I like him, but I'm not in love with him. I am nervous that he would start acting differently if I don't give him a chance. Any advice would be appreciated. All right. That's a loaded one. Do you want to give him a chance?
Yeah.
I think that's the very first question that you should ask and answer for yourself.
Yeah.
If it's yes, go for it. I mean, as long as it's not like, because he's your boss, I don't know if HR-wise that's an issue.
If the answer is yes, then you need to
figure that out,
make sure that you're not going to be losing your job because of an HR issue.
Absolutely. If the answer is no, then the answer is no. And he's going to have to deal with it. And you should feel comfortable enough, because you said you guys got really close, expressing that to him and without fear of, you know, retaliation or whatever. But honestly, quite honestly, as long as he's treating you fairly in the job, y'all don't got to be friends. So, I mean, no. I know it could get awkward, but that's also why there is HR. If it were to get awkward.
Like, and I'm sure that's not something that he would want to happen.
Right.
So hopefully he's.
Hopefully he's
be the same person that he has been, you know, listening ear, a good friend. If you decide that you do not want to pursue,
absolutely,
yeah, absolutely.
But I don't recommend you. I don't want you to feel pressured to try it out or give him a shot. If you are not feeling it, just because, like, it's totally okay to stand your ground and be upfront and honest about your feelings. And maybe he is feeling for you or loves you. I think he said he's in love, or I don't remember what you said, but you don't have to be in love because he says he's in love.
Yeah.
It's totally okay for you to maybe love him as a person and just not be attracted to him like that. Like, don't try to force it to make him feel good, but also don't try to cartel it because you're worried about what other people will think. Because you did mention that as well. So I think the best advice I can give you is to figure out what you want first. Once you know what you want, then you can decide which path to go down. But if you're teetering on the edge because you don't know what people will think and blah, 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 like, none of that matters at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Because you have to be happy with your decision.
So do you want to look 20 years down the road and say, you know what, I really like that person. I did want to get, you know, give them a chance and do something.
Mm-hmm.
But man, those people that I was worried about, you know, what they would think, I don't even see them anymore.
Right.
Like, do you really want to give up your happiness to appease people that you shouldn't really necessarily care about their feelings? Like, you know, like that.
Yeah.
Even if it's family members.
Yeah.
They can't live your happiness for you, right? So you can't let, you know, even family deter you. Bless you. You can't even let family deter you from something that you want to give a try, you know, if it's not like, you know,
right,
super unhealthy or like, you know, right, crazy, like, right. But we're talking about, you know, it, you know, you're someone that likes you. And if you like them, that's nobody else's business.
Yeah, yeah. At the end of the day, the ball is in your court in a multitude of things, because he also mentioned that you didn't have to work and he can take care of you. Be an independent woman. You don't have to give up your job either if you decide you do want to pursue this with him.
You shouldn't have to give that
up. You shouldn't have to give up your job. So, like, I think you have to realize that the power is in your hand. You have the ability to make the choice. Whatever way you want to make it, just make sure that you can live with the choice that you make and you're okay with it. Because at the end of the day, that's really what matters. Like, you're going to deal with the consequences either way. So
the consequences you caused for yourself inside, or the consequences of
and I don't mean consequences like they have to be bad. Like, no, you're going to have
consequences
to deal
are good
with
or bad.
Yeah, with whatever happens based on the action that you take.
Yeah, so consequences of you not doing it because you care what other people think, that's consequences that will probably end up, you know, haunting you potentially.
Yeah, it could be.
It could be. Yeah. But then the consequences, the good ones, of if you do decide you want to give them a chance and it turns out to be the greatest thing you did, that's the good consequences. Like, there's, I don't think consequences, people think of consequences as being only bad. I feel like there's consequences regardless of either way you go with a
decision.
Well,
there's action and there's reaction. Maybe not consequences, but, you know, whatever is going to happen.
Whatever action you get, exactly. That's true,
So I don't know. And I think that if you're not interested in doing whatever, you got to get real clear about these boundaries, because you have blurred the lines.
The lines been blurred from the get-go, it seems like.
From jump. Because I don't recommend that that's how it should have gone with you and your boss, even though he seemed cool. Like, you are there to work. First and foremost, you are a subordinate. He's your boss. Like, the lines have been crossed already.
You can't take that back, so now.
You can't take it back. But going forward, there needs to be clear boundaries put in place.
Yeah. Either way, with either direction. Mm-hmm. So even if you get together, even if you don't get together, like, there has to be still lines, because
This is your job.
This is your job, right?
This is your job. So unless you are ready to walk away from this job and be like, yes, I'm ready to pursue this, I'll get another job, then we need to be worried about your job and making sure your work is done. Mm-hmm. Whether he seems cool or not, you never know when that could change.
Because you can get a new boss tomorrow, and then guess what?
Yeah,
like, you don't have that relationship with that boss now. Exactly. So your work, you don't want to say. And you seem like, you said you're an independent woman. You probably have, you know, worked your butt off to get where you're at. You're trying to get to more. You have new goals.
I bet it's important to you.
It's important to you to do good at your job. Not only because that looks good, but it also probably makes you feel good to complete the job that you set out to do, right? I think that's with anybody. But, like, so you don't want to get into a habit of not completing it or feeling like there's this buffer because of him, because I think that's going to leave you potentially unsatisfied in your professional life. Lines have to be set. You ultimately, like Gabriel said, it's either yes, I want to give it a chance, or no, I don't. Yep. And that's where you start. And once you make that decision,
then you can.
The conversation has to happen either way.
Yep. It's true. But make the choice for you, not for anybody
not
else.
For him.
So sit with it. Take some time. Go into deep thought. Go into prayer. Mm-hmm. And really make sure that when you're ready to say, no, this is my decision, that you are willing to stand by it.
Absolutely.
Firm. I think that's the biggest thing that you should do to kick this off.
I like it.
Yep. I hope that helped. Keep us posted on what you decide to do.
Let us know.
You know? It's one of those things. It's life.
It's life, right?
I ain't never had a boss that I didn't got that close to.
Well, you know. I'm the biggest boss
you've
seen
my
us far.
This is a partnership. Okay.
Push it to the limit.
I can't stand you.
My Rick Ross.
No, you weren't my boss when we worked together.
I wasn't. No, they wouldn't allow that.
They wouldn't allow that to happen.
She my boss. She the CEO.
Boss.
That's right.
That's all right. You the COO. You make things happen.
That's right.
Anyway,
I'm the boss in the bedroom.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
I wear the pants in this family.
We all knew that was coming.
I wear the joggers in this family.
Yes, you wear the joggers. I wear the jeans. That's right. All right, y'all. I think that's it for our episode.
That is
today. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Much else to talk about. Hopefully you enjoyed it.
We enjoyed it.
Hopefully you have a great day whenever you're listening to this. And that you come on back next week, same time, same place.
That's right.
In the meantime, tell them where they can find us back.
All right. So let's start with the one, Twitter. Let's Make Out Pod. And then Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook, Let's Make Out Podcast. We would appreciate it if you rate and review wherever you're listening. And also thumbs this video up, subscribe to the channel, all that good stuff. And we hope you keep coming back.
We hope you keep coming back. And we may quite possibly, I don't know yet, if you're not following us on Instagram, come on over to Let's Make Out Podcast, because we just might go live with the next taping of... I don't know. I got to get Babe on board, but
we'll see.
We'll come on over there and join us. So
yeah, definitely check it out. You go under a follow with account.
Go live with us.
A live will happen. We're coming up on the 100th episode here very soon.
So excited. You guys, what should we do for our 100th episode? I mean, if life looked normal, we would be having a live event, but that probably won't happen. So I don't know. Give us some suggestions. What should we do for, you know, our 100th episode?
That's right.
Like That's a big deal.
Very big deal. We're excited about it.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
All right. That's all we got for real.
All we got.
Have a good one. We'll talk to you.